Goodbye.
Adios.
Again, we are having our contest in Vegas. We're going to give away some pretty spectacular prizes. We're going to give away actually two prizes. One prize will go to the people who are in the chat room listening live. And the second prize will go to the people, that are in the actual broadcast room with us.
We are not Big Fatty here.
I don't like those.
We're basically going to...
Yeah, right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Excuse me.
We are not Big Fatty here.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3164. The BFO for Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
I'm going to tell you about my day and going to try to catch up on some of this backlog of voice letters yesterday. Hello, Kalma's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Kalma's. You're Kalma's today. Because y'all, I've been thinking of ways that Big Fatty is, you know, things that are just calming to Big Fatty. Big Fatty not listening to the little show would definitely be one of them. Well, probably so. But, I've noticed that it's very calming for me when I can get just a good deep breath. And, y'all, when I get my good deep breaths the most is when I'm out on my nipple walks. And, y'all, it's just lovely. And I also... I get it again also after I have a nice, a warm shower or, you know, even soak in the bathtub. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, ring around the collar. Y'all then lay down in the love chamber and just lay there and just, and y'all, I've also started doing the Sudoku puzzle in the newspaper just to keep, you know, just to keep the mind Big Fatty, what mind? The one that I lost. Oh yes, that mind. Keep the mind challenged. And y'all, then I found something called the Calm app. And y'all, it's just all kinds of different sounds and everything. And y'all, I found one I used to have a little sound machine that wind. It was just wind. It wasn't a thunderstorm, and it wasn't rain, and it wasn't the beach and everything. It was just wind. And y'all, the Calm app had it's snowing. It's a snowy wind, and it's a picture of like a crema tree with snow on it, and the snow is falling, and the wind is blowing. And y'all, I turn that on at night, and y'all, it's yes, Big Fatty, it keeps that damn Whitman Tinka away. Yes.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 24th of March, y'all, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he used to do a little show called The Jaded City, and there for a while he was doing it with Melissa the Confused and with Blind Guy Jay. Big Fatty, do you think Blind Guy Jay And blonde Scotty out there in the California know each other. Probably so. You know, it's, you know, they're both from Northern California. Big Fatty, I'm sure they're probably neighbors. Anyway, y'all, it's Tristan. It's Tristan. He used to do the Jaded City Little Show, and y'all, he came to Pride 48 once out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, and Tristan has had a difficult life, and had different challenges in his life, but we hope he is doing well. And it was probably not his best moment out there in Lost Wages, but anyway, I think that it was one of those moments that it showed how the Pride 48 family tries to help out each other. So y'all, then the second celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, it's someone who's absolutely never heard a little show. Although, y'all, she's been on the Gayish. She's been on the Gayish little show many, many times. She is the mother of that Mike Johnson. Oh, Big Fatty Mama Johnson. It's true. It's Mama Johnson. Big Fatty, we love Mama Johnson. So, y'all, and I don't know if she's on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, but Mike Johnson is. And so, y'all, if you see Mike Johnson or Mama Johnson or Tristan on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope the hell they stay home and enjoy a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
O'Donnell. Oh, yes. Broadway little show last? No, I don't think so. But y'all, I know that Alex and Brandon and the Steve the Tater and Cindy, I know they were all watching that Rosie O'Donnell special that she had on the YouTube last night with all the different folks from the Broadway, and y'all, I watched some of it myself. saw that Darren Criss from the Glee, he was on there, and SJP, as they call her, and Mr. SJP, Big Fatty Mr. Broderick, yes. They were on, and just all kinds of other folks. I didn't get to see the whole thing, but y'all, I know that Steve the Tater went and started touching himself, because y'all, that Jeremy Jordan, you know, he was on the Smash a little show. Y'all, I wish they'd bring that back. He was on there, and y'all, I gotta say, that boy hot. And anyway, but y'all, it was a good little show. Y'all, I watched the 60 minutes, and of course, most of it was about the coronavirus. And y'all, then they had a story about Bulgaria over there, where the Hat M and Mr. Zed live in the Budapest. You know, Buddha's on one side and Pest is on the other side of the river. And y'all, they were talking about how they're trying to get people to to make babies. And I thought, well, Big Fatty, you know that Mr. Zed and Hat M are probably trying to do it. They're probably as fertile as the virus. Well, could be. But anyway, I thought of them as I was seeing the sights and sounds of the Buddha Pest. And y'all, then after that, y'all, we recorded Survivors First. No, Survivors Ready. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. I did. And y'all, we had me and old Crooked Hat and Sam in the Hinterlands and the Faye Driver and that Daniel Biba. And y'all, we had a new member of the panel. Y'all, it was like we were playing the old fashioned Hollywood squares. A new member of the panel, y'all. It was that Joe in Dallas. Yes, Big Fatty. He was a center square on the left side. It's true, right above Charlie Weaver and right below Wally Cox. Let's see. And y'all, I won't say it was cantankerous, but there were differing opinions on things, and you know, it was almost like that old Saturday Night Live skit, Jane, you magnificently ignorant slut. I thought it was a pretty good show. Y'all, have you noticed that a lot of little shows are coming back or doing special little presentations for you? I know the Chubbs Gone Wild is doing that, and the old Stink Pot has done something, and Tim and James finally got off that and they recorded. Y'all, they're packing up boxes. I hadn't listened to their latest little show, but y'all, they're packing up boxes. Big Fatty, are they moving to Beverly? I don't know. You know, oil, that is black gold Texas tea. I don't think so. Anyway. Slept pretty well. Once I went to sleep, y'all. You know when you're working, you get the Sunday night the anxiousness because you got to go back to work on Monday. Well, y'all, most people aren't going to work right now, and well, I say that, but a lot of people aren't going to work right now, or they're working from home, and. You know, you get a little anxious about that. And y'all, let me assure you that continues on into retirement as well. So y'all just and think of these days now. If you're there at home, y'all, it's pre-retirement training is what you're going through right now. So you know, just kind of say, oh, this is what. I don't know who it is. I'll take care of it. Yes, Daddy. Excuse me. Hello.
So, Kathy Marshall, how are you?
I'm just as germy as hell. I'm very germy.
I know. Self-isolation. It's like I'm ahead of the curve because I've been self-isolating for years. Okay.
Yeah, me too. So bathing in Purell.
Why is there a run on Purell? It's simply rubbing alcohol with a little aloe and some hand soap in it. You can make your own Purell.
Oh, yeah.
Or as I put on Twitter, you can make your own hand sanitizer. The recipe is 2 parts lube and 3 parts vodka. That will work, too.
That kind of keeps you out of trouble.
Well, yeah. So anyway, we did So-So Question Month. I think it's our 5th or 6th year of So-So Question Month in February, which is pretty amazing, especially since the BFO is now in overtime and it's not really supposed to be there anymore, but it is, and we're very happy for that. Kathy, do you have any overarching theme about this year's So-So Questions?
No, I just think they get more mediocre every year.
Yeah.
I'm just so underwhelmed by how mediocre they are.
Some of them were really mediocre. Yeah. How many were there, Kathy?
There were a total of 83, but 3 of them were from us. So we have 80 total, which is an all-time high, I think.
Wow. Okay. If you don't mind, I'll do the random number generator. So what number were my questions and what number was your question?
Well, what I did is I just put them at the end. So they're just 1 through 80 are entrance and we're
All right. So are we ready to do this?
I couldn't be readier.
Did you have a favorite so-so question?
There were some really good ones. I mean, I think we learned that Big Fatty learned arithmetic from Miss Cox. I think we learned that this year. And we learned a lot about some things about Big Fatty that we don't normally know.
Yeah, peeling back the onion. That's what we were doing.
That's right. That's what the point of so-so question week really is. That's our agenda.
All right. I'm going to generate a number between 1 and 80, and I will display it on the camera so my cohort can see what the number is. Kathy Marshall, can you see that number?
Yes, I can.
What is the number?
The number is 60.
Okay, reveal who sent in question number 60.
Bacon.
Kathy Bacon. How many questions did Kathy Bacon
send? I would point out that she had 30 questions, so she had a 37% chance of winning this year. So it wasn't quite a 50-50 chance, so she did better.
Kathy, your number has come up. Number 60. What was the 60th question?
That question was, can Amazing Grace be sung by anyone? And I think Poodle proved the hard way that no, Amazing Grace can't be sung by anyone.
Yeah, it was sung competently. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, congratulations to Kathy Bacon. Kathy Marshall is this year's prize distributor, and she will get that fantastic, world-breaking, stupendous prize out to you. Any day now, right? Kathy, you're going to go run right to the post office.
I'll run right and do it just, you know, within the next, you know, when I get around to it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put it on my list. You see my to-do list. I'll put it on my to-do list.
When we're done self-isolating, we'll get it right out to you, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Any parting words, Kathy Marshall?
No, I think that's just about it.
Did you like my question about the spray bottles?
I really did like that one.
And Baron Frosty had it backwards. He thought my obsessive compulsive husband was the one that turns off the bottles. I'm actually the one that turns off all the bottles, and it causes consternation.
I thought that was why they had the little on-off switches.
Yeah, why is it there if it's not to be used, right?
Right.
I mean, what if it falls over in your cabinet under your sink where everyone keeps all the stuff and then it leaks out? Then you have Windex all over the place. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that was my so-so question. It was very so-so. All right. Well, I guess we're done. Without further ado, Kathy Bacon will be getting her prize. And until next February, what should everyone do?
Keep it mediocre.
Okay. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. We love you, Big Fatty. And
we
there
love you,
is
Big
your
Fatty.
Winner. Bye.
Bye.
Gussie, congratulations, Miss Bacon. Oh, dear Gussie, Miss Bacon, and a special thank you to that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall for sponsoring the always underwhelming So-So Question Month. And y'all, sounds like unfortunately they're going to do it again next year. Beh. Daddy, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, Monday, all I did was my nipple walks and had my brufkas and my shirt, and now I'm recording the little show. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the now defunct Jaded City, and Tristan, when you think of the BFO, what do you think of?
Excuse me.
We are not Big Fatty.
Oh, that is correct, because Big Fatty would never say excuse me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.